Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. Recorded live in Melbourne, Australia, our latest Planet Shakers single, Show Me Your Glory, is now available on all streaming platforms. You can also watch the full live video on our YouTube channel. Remember to subscribe, like, and comment, and share with your family and friends. We pray it blesses you. Now to this week's podcast.
Could I read a scripture for you? I'm just excited. Open up your Bible to Isaiah chapter 6. Whoa! I like that. I was having this beautiful time with a couple of the younger leaders, and they were describing to me the one song, Show Me Your Glory. And as they were describing that song, I heard about the story of them going into Los Angeles. And as Noah and I think it was Jonathan that was in Los Angeles, have an encounter with this fire. And that's when this text started to touch me. But Isaiah 6, I believe it is a prophetic word for us in this season. I feel it is something for the Planet Shakers. And I'm going to try to help to unfold it in a few moments. It starts in Isaiah 6, verse 1. It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a throne. He was high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two, it covered his face. With two, it covers its feet. And with two, he flew. And one cried to the other and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaking by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen, what has my eyes seen? My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim, he flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he has taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it, and he said, Behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity has been taken away, and your sin has been purged. Also I heard a voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Say that with me. Let's try to say it again. Say, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Say that with me. The Bible didn't say who will go for me, but who will go for us? Say it again. Say us. Then I said, Here am I, send me. Let me kind of describe the scene here and why I believe it is significant. It is actually practical. It is a word for you in this season as a family. It was in the year King Uzziah died. Let me just describe Uzziah to you. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he actually ruled for about 52 years. The name Isaiah means, Uzziah means the strength of Yahweh. It means the strength of God. Imagine that your parents name you when you're born, that you're going to be the strength of God. And when he operated for 52 years in the strength of God, we could call it the seven spheres of influence. But pretty much what he did, people were blessed. People prospered. You wouldn't have seen much homelessness or sickness and disease. He created wealth. There was agriculture. They even say he invented a catapult. They had weapons, so they were able to maintain peace. The people prosper. The people loved him, because what he did is out of humility, what you had last year, he had learned to tap into God's ability and had victories because he operated in the strength of Yahweh. But for a moment then, when he started to have success and he started to have breakthroughs and everybody prosper, he started to forget about operating in the strength of God. And he started operating his own giftings and his own strength. And before you know it, one day he wakes up and there's leprosy. And he's looking underneath this royal robe and he looks in the mirror, see, there's leprosy. That means there's sin. And he has actually now started to move away from God. And there was not much he could do about this condition. I mean, he was in a situation, and eventually he disobeyed against God. And suddenly what's happening is Syria, the kingdom of darkness started coming in. And David had unified a whole country underneath the kingdom of God and established a kingdom on earth that was supposed to look like the kingdom. And we see this on a global level right now. We see some change going on. Say change. There are some major changes happening all over the world. There's actually a lot of shaking going on. Have you noticed that? How many of you know there's a lot of shaking going on in the world? And it is everywhere. And everything that can be shook will be shaken. So the things in your life that is unshakable will stand. And let me remind you, there is an unshakable kingdom. And there is an unchanging person. He is King. His name is Jesus. He is ruling and he is reigning. And he is seated on the throne. And he is Lord. And he is in charge. So when you feel something is shaking and you're holding on, let go. Surrender is the place of exchange. So in this atmosphere, in this environment, Isaiah the prophet, he was raised up. If you're reading the chapter before with Isaiah the prophet, Isaiah was one of those prophets, woe was them, and woe was that group, or that political party, or mask, or no mask, or... I mean, Isaiah the prophet, you can read it, woe was them, and here is... We have this problem, and because of this evil government, because of this, or because of that, he was pointing the finger to everybody else. And part of the reason he could do that is because some historian says he was related to the king. But when Uzziah the king died, he has a crisis moment. And at that moment, he suddenly had this shaking going on in his life. And the Bible says, then I saw him high and lifted up. So in the moment when the Uzziah in your life dies, something that you have relied on in the previous season, you are no longer who you used to be. How many of you are no longer what you used to be, but you have not yet become what you're supposed to become? Wave to me. I think that is all of us. So we are in this inlet of transition. But transition is very hard and change is difficult. And there's three ways I have noticed how people change. You either hurt enough what you have to. That means you can be dysfunctional in a relationship, or you drink, or you smoke. You do all of that until eventually the pain level is so high that I need to change. But it is not enough. The second element of change is you start to learn enough what you want to. You're learning about a new paradigm than the old paradigm. You're learning a different way, and I cannot go back to the way it used to be in a previous season. But you start to learn about there's something more. And that's part of the reason many of you are here, because you're hungry for something more. But the third thing, and I think this is the key even to your last year of humility, is you're receiving enough. Say, receive enough. Say, receive enough. Where I'm able to. That's called grace. Change happens is when I am eventually position myself in humility and realizing, even in the best, I have enough pain, I want to change. I'm learning enough, I want to change, but now I'm receiving enough where I'm able to change. That's how you become a change agent. And you get to represent the king. So anyway, in this season of change that is going on, Isaiah is having a crisis and you have this problem, but when he sees him and he sees him high and lifted up, seated on the throne. And I just want to remind all of you beautiful Aussies and my friends from around the world that in the middle of everything that's going on in the world, God is sitting on the throne. He's not nervous about the diagnosis, what's going on. Don't be distracted by what the enemy is doing because you don't see what God is doing. And this is a time, this is a season. That's what we're doing here during praise and worship. We get so overwhelmed by him that nothing else can overwhelm you. What we are doing in this season, we're spending this time to looking up. And when I'm looking up and I see how big he is, I see how smart Goliath is. I have a whole different perspective after I've looked up. Say, look up. But the next thing is the train of his robe fills the temple. It doesn't stop by just seeing God in His righteous position, to see God sitting on the throne, ruling and reigning. When he noticed that, the next thing, the train of his robe starts to fill the temple. This is a season, Planet Shakers, when the train of the robe is about to fill your temple. Whoa. His holiness, his presence, his glory is about to fill this temple. You are a temple. This is a temple. And it's about to be filled, filled, filled. And when he starts to fill you, the purpose of the filling is the spilling. And you're going to see, as you're being so overwhelmed by him, you're looking up. The train of the robe will fill your temple. He responds back again. He said, wow. He saw this seraphim that was there, and they were flying with two wings. I'm just putting a few. You may be seated. Wow. I almost wanted to run down and give you guys a little kiss or something. You're just... Forgive me that I'm a little intense. I just feel on the inside I'm about to explode. And it is your fault. Because hungry people is just pulling all of these things out of me. I have so much revelation. There's such an open heaven while I'm here because of the hunger in this room. You're pulling from heaven. Heaven is so attracted to the Christ in you. And the next thing he say, holy. Because when you see him, holy, holy, it's the Lord God Almighty. When you are seeing him, you're recognizing his holiness. You're seeing his love is holy. Everything is holy in the kingdom of God. Because when you're looking up and the train of his robe fill your temple, all you can say is, holy, 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 it's the Lord God Almighty. Oh, we are just even at this moment reminded about the holiness of our Australia, the holiness of our life. God, you are holy. Everything about you are holy. Holy. Whoa. The next thing it says, the whole earth is full of glory. It didn't say the whole earth is full of sin. It was full of sin. It was full of corruption. Assyrians was taking over. There was actually full of all kinds of evil that you can imagine. That's what it was. But when Isaiah is getting his different perspective, when he is looking up and the train of the robe fills his temple and he sees the holiness of God, he's looking out around the wall and he realizes there's glory everywhere. The school system, there's glory, but we're looking for some people, sons and daughters of glory. Why would you want to do sin management when you can do glory management? And if we're going to go from glory to glory, the starting place has to be glory, not sin. He's getting so overwhelmed. Oh, there's glory everywhere. Pakistan, there is glory. Afghanistan, there is glory. Everywhere there is glory, but we're looking for somebody in the middle of all the mud and the dirt can see the gold. And starts to call forth. That's a prophetic people in this season. Not to give a diagnosis what's wrong in the world, but somebody that can represent him well. A God that is a holy God. A God that is a loving Father. A God that wants his family back from every nation, tongue, tribe, and language. A Father that is looking up. I'm looking just for my people who are called by my name to humble themselves, to pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways. I shall hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and I will heal your land. All he's looking for ordinary people like you and I to have an extraordinary encounter of who he is. But then also, we recognize who we are and who we are not. You may be seated. You know, he says, holy, holy, holy. The earth is full of glory. Then he says, I am the one. I am undone. I am undone. I see all the mess that is out there, but actually that's not the issue. I am the issue. I take responsibility. Because when I see your holiness, I see your light, I see your purity, I see your power, this is no condemnation, it is an invitation. I certainly realize that. I realize the light in me has not been greater than the darkness around me. The love in me didn't cast out all fear. It's been a long time since I've seen a drive-by healing. The honest truth, when they walk in my shadow, they don't recognize that difference because I have been seeing something wrong. I've been recognizing what's wrong with this world instead of who He is and who I am in Him. So the first aspect is, woe is me, for I am undone. And then I can identify with the people that are struggling with identity, with a family that's been broken, with addiction, corruption. What's going on in Ukraine? The 20 million women and girls behind the veil in Afghanistan with a Taliban culture. I now can start to identify with what's broken the world around me. That's the lamb in you. I am the one with unclean lips. And now, instead of the problem was not them, now I can identify with them. They are my family. And I live among a people that are broken. I feel the brokenness of what's broken around me. Then this seraphim, as I say, with two wings, cover the face. That's the worship. Two cover the feet. That's your walk. So you see, two of them is the worship, place of surrender. But then also you, and only two was working. Four of them is not working. It is worship and just walking with Him. And two is holding up. And then they decided to go up with a tongue, at the altar of heaven. And they take a coal of fire, and this angel is coming down to Isaiah, and he places it on his lips. And this is just very interesting. Why would an angel use a tongue? And I was asking the Holy Spirit, why? I mean, angels are made of fire. And then I realized, because in heaven, there's a coal of fire for each one of you, and it's customized for you. And that fire, the purpose of that fire is twofold. One of them, it is the cleansing. And I don't like that. I like the other part, but I don't like the cleansing. One of them takes away when I was prejudiced against people that was prejudiced. When I started to judge people I was judging. One of them is cleansing me and just touches my lips. But the second part of that fire, it sets you on fire. And I like that one. And that is when you're getting set on fire by the coal from heaven and you becoming a burning one. How many here would like to be a burning one? And to burn brightly without burning out. Because you're burning oil of intimacy with your lover. Because there's oil on your tank, and when the fire hits the oil, you're being set on fire and you're becoming a burning one. You're becoming a burning bush. This is exciting. Because the world is watching us and they're going to see people that I'm set on fire. I have a message. I'm representing a God that looks like Jesus. I'm not angry with you. But the lamb in me, I'm broken over what's broken. But the lion in me, I can do something about it because I have authority over what I love. Could I say that again? You have authority over what you love. Pray for your city, but if you don't love your city, there's not a lot of change. You can pray for your workplace, but if you don't love your workplace, then go to the Lamb and get broken over what's broken. So you get the authority over what you weep over in the secret. Holy is His love. Say, His lips is on fire. Say, fire. And now there's something burning in me. I feel the fire. But then His ears is opening up. Say, His ears. How do I know? Did we not read it? He's listening into the conversation of heaven. What I used to think is that God was speaking to him and He said, here am I, send me. But it is not. Just read it in the scripture. There's a conversation going in heaven. And there's a conversation going on in heaven right now over this meeting. Over your life, over your school system, over your government. There's a conversation going on in heaven, and it is between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Who are we going to send, and who will go for us? Say us. Who is us? The family of heaven. And when Isaiah is listening in on the conversation of heaven, what God wants to see on earth. Are you getting it? Is it getting you? Am I speaking too fast? Just wave to me if you're getting it. Do we have anybody that is burning ones? And I feel we're going to now kind of put this together, but there is something that God wants to do, is open up our ears. But that happens when our lips gets on fire. when a cleansing is taking place and he sets us on fire. And suddenly, I'm just sharing a couple of stories. Just recently, as I say, many of you know, in Afghanistan, where the Taliban situation, where the U.S. government quickly moved out. There was one young girl, and I was thinking about some of you. I do not usually watch Instagram, but somebody sent me this girl. She was like 20 years old. So I realized she was born after September 11, 2001. But this girl, they would have this suite. They had tea in Kabul, and they posted some pictures. But that day, this little girl said, "Hey, I have to stop Instagramming because Taliban is coming to town." And I saw the fear in her face. And I watched this little video and it did something for me. And then I found out the next day on the way to the airport, she's trying to escape. Taliban comes and they kill her on her way to the airport. And I've just been watching because I have three daughters and I could feel this pain on the inside. And for the next week, I can be honest with you, I watched the fear coming in and girls taking out of the school system and women that had to start to cover up. And you get so overwhelmed by knowing that there's 20 million women and girls and the darkness. So the first part of me, I wanted to be a lion and I wanted to roar and let's do something, let's get justice. But after about a week of it, I knew it's not going to make a difference. So I went into the Lamb. I just got broken before the Lamb over what was broken, bought these girls, and I just was weeping before him, and I just spent time in his presence, because in the secret places where you get the secrets. And sometimes all we need to do as the Lamb, going back into that secret place, that's what he did with Isaiah. He just needed a fresh encounter so he could get a new perspective. Seeing his face, so the way you look at all the other faces changes. So in the middle of what was going on here for me, I just placed myself in the offering plate. And I said, "If you can use me for this," and that started my process. 6 months later, I'm in Afghanistan. And right afterwards, I'm in a refugee camp and we're feeding these women and girls. And one lady had just sold her 10-year-old daughter to be a slave or bride to one of the radicals because she didn't have food. And we just started going in and started to love on them, and you have authority over what you love. And now in the next moment, his favor started coming in. And when the earthquake hit, instead of now, "This is judgment," that would have been the old Isaiah. Instead of, "Let us coming in and serve you," and "Whose feet can we wash?" And "How do we serve you?" And that has now just opened up a door for us to be able to bring the goodness and the kindness and the love of God into one of the darkest places in the world. Because you have authority over what you weep over. And you have authority over what you love. I just know that there's an invitation. I know this is a little heavy duty, but it is good. It is the place of freedom that you get when you place your life in this offering plate. Is there anyone in this room that is longing for more? Just wave to me. How many of you are hungry for something more of God? How many of you are just recognizing that just as Isaiah was having a fresh encounter, who wants a fresh encounter with God? Can we just stand to our feet? Because I know we are singing, "Show me your glory." Isaiah saw the glory. Isaiah saw him and he saw him high and lifted up. I don't know what you are seeing in this season, but my heart for all of us here, Planet Shakers today, to have such a fresh encounter with him, that you become an encounter. For us to be able to be taken up to see things from his perspective. And wherever God sends you when you leave this place is that you're going to see glory everywhere. Wow. How many here would like to see glory everywhere? It's easy to see darkness, but wow, you are in the light business. Every time there is darkness, your stock goes up. So let's lift up our hands, and place of surrender is a place of exchange. Show us your glory. It was in the year King Uzziah died. Is there any Uzziahs in your life? Something in the previous season where there need to be funeral of certain things. There can be that relationship, something you're holding on to. But I saw him, and I saw him, high and lifted up. Seated on the throne, ruling and reigning over my life, over my finances, over my health, over our workplaces, over our school system. I saw him and he is high and lifted up. and the train of his robe started to fill my temple again. I'm getting so filled of him. If you are hungry for a fresh encounter with his glory, I want you to just run up to the altar now, because you're going to have here. It is just coming into this offering place. It's just sons and daughters of glory that is just making themselves available. We just wanted to present ourselves as a living sacrifice that is just a reasonable service. So just hold up your hands. There's going to be fire at the altar. And the fire of God is just going to start to touch your lips so we can hear the conversation in heaven. The fire of heaven will just start to burn on our lips, and he will cleanse us. And will open up our ears so we can be a prophetic people. Roaring lions. Whoa, with a lamb's heart. Roaring lions with a lamb's heart.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.